a little bit farther into synagogue and ask, what would it have been like when Jesus and the disciples attended a synagogue for prayers? During the week, they would come in and stand in line and wait for the Torah scroll. If Jesus wanted to discuss a passage from Scripture, they would go to the synagogue. If there were 14 rabbis ahead of them, they would all sit and listen to those rabbis all reciting from the Torah for their students. One of the reasons the Jews around the world read the same portion every day is exactly that. Because if you all have to read a different portion, you'll never get everybody in. But he would wait, his turn came, and they would read the Torah or the Tanakh, and they would take their turn. But what was it like when they held prayers? Now, that's a little bit risky. You know how, say, 50 years ago or 70 years ago, either because you know it or you've heard the stories, in your denomination, assuming you're a Christian old enough to remember this, no matter which church you went to, the liturgy was the same. And now it's different in every church, so to speak. You have to be a little bit careful because we don't know exactly when all of this was formalized. But scholars have a pretty good idea what it would have been like when Jesus and the disciples went to synagogue on the Sabbath day, Bible says in Luke 4, as was Jesus' custom. He went on the Sabbath day, wasn't commanded in the Old Testament, but he went as his custom. So what was it like? Well, first of all, there's no minister, no rabbi. Not till after the temple was destroyed. It's not run by clergy. The only clergy they had were the priests, and the priests work in Jerusalem in the temple. What you had was a body of elders, probably the community elders, who also helped to organize and make sure that the worship of the prayer time was conducted according to the Torah and the Tanakh. But we don't even know for sure. They probably weren't elected. They probably were a self-perpetuating group. We read about the elders of the synagogue in the New Testament in the case of Jesus. You also had what's called chazan. Say chazan. Now, your Bible translates chazan by its modern use. Chazan today means the synagogue ruler. We read about the synagogue ruler named Jairus in Capernaum. You've had 6 days without Sabbath. Do you know how brokenhearted you are? And how excited you are that the Sabbath is here? You have been aching for this moment ever since the last sunset of the last Sabbath. A little bit like my high school students that are in my class on Monday morning thinking about Friday. You don't say Shema like Sabbath means everything to you. Now it will be time for morning prayers. At this time, the morning prayer, the Amidah, is still evolving. But a lot of it was probably in place, and you would simply, together, pray the morning prayers, but not in unison. You would just all pray the morning prayers at your own pace. So when you first walk in, it's, what in the world is going on in here? But their view is, God doesn't have to have you talk in unison. He can hear every prayer anyway. So you all pray at your own prayer pace, but it's pretty much a standard prayer. Now, we know what the Amidah is today, and it probably is a lot like the Amidah was then. And you prayed it Jewish style, not, but, Avinu, Shabbat Shemaim, Yitkadesh Shimcha, Tam Lich Malchutcha, Yaseh Bashamayim Uvaharetz, Et Lechem Ukeinu Ten Lanu Hayom. Now, let me tell you what I just said. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today, today's bread. Did you ever realize that the phrases in the Lord's Prayer may have come out of their typical morning prayer? At least they're evolving at the same time, and you can debate which was first, but it's part. Now, what I'd like to try, and I want to be dead serious on this because the last thing I would want to do is to offend someone on this or to be disrespectful. Would you be willing to pray Jewish style, the Lord's Prayer? Now, it's not about me. It's not about the person next to you. But you pray with a fire in your soul. And you talk to God. Okay? Everybody at your own pace. Let's try it once. Okay? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the power and the glory forever. Amen.